The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Dav Mem Gimel. The Gemara and the Amid Beis has a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tinoik Benyoim Echad Metame Beziva. A child from the day he's born, once he's 1 day old, in his first day of life, he could already become Tamei Ziva if he'll have the flow come out of his body. He could also become Tamei Negoyim if he'll have Tzoras. He could also become Tamei if he touches a dead body. The Achrayim, and the Mishnah continues with other ideas as well. The Achrayim are Medayik from this Mishnah that before he becomes a day old, before he's born, he would not be Tomei the Tumah of Mace. The Mishnah only says from when he's 1 day on, then he'll be Tomei Mace. But beforehand, while he's in his mother's stomach, in the womb, he will not become Tomei from a dead body. Why? Because it's a concept called Tumah Belua. It's a concept called that if something's swallowed up, it's in the body. While something is in the body, for example, if somebody would swallow a ring, so while the ring is in the stomach, even if later on it's extracted from the stomach, while it's in the body of the person all the way inside, it would not become tummy. So too, the fetus, while it's in the womb, while it's in the mother's body, it will not be able to contract tumma. It cannot become tummy from a dead body, even though it's in the same oil, even though it's in the same tent. Usually, a yid, a Jew, that's in the same tent as a corpse, as another Jewish dead body, he will become tamei. And in this case, tuma belua, if someone is swallowed up, they will not be tamei. The Achrayim ask that this seems to contradict the Shach, which is not really the Shach. The Shach in Yerodeo, Simen Shinayin Ayin Aleph, is caught in Aleph. He brings down a Rekeach. Rekeach is one of the Rishonim. This is the Rekeach in Simen Shin Tezvov. The Rekeach says that a lady, the wife of a Kohen, who's pregnant, she's allowed to enter the tent where there's a mace, where there's a corpse. And the reason being, because there's a sfek sfeika. To explain further, a pregnant woman, who's the wife of a kohen, and we know that kohanim are prohibited from going in the same tent of a dead body, or in any other form of becoming tamei from a mace. And even a kohen who's under bar mitzvah, the second a kohen is born, the kohen cannot become tamei to a corpse. And even though if he's under bar mitzvah, he's not a bar chiyuva, but nobody else is allowed to make that young kohen tamei. So the Rekeach discusses what's the halacha with the pregnant woman who is expectant. She's the wife of a kohen, so her child is going to be a kohen, and if the child will be a boy, that boy will be prohibited from becoming tamei to a corpse. So perhaps the pregnant woman who has in her body a child that will perhaps be a baby boy kohen cannot go into the tent of a corpse, because she's in fact making the fetus who might be a male kohen become tamei. To which the Rekeach says it's not a problem. Says the Rekeach, she is allowed to enter the oil amei, she's allowed to enter the tent. And the reason being, because there's a sfek sfeika, it's a double sofik, it's a double doubt. First of all, says the Rekeach, who said the child is going to be a boy? Maybe it's a girl. Only male kehanim are prohibited from becoming tamei to a mace. Female kehanim are not prohibited. So if she's an expectant mother, she doesn't know if the child is a boy or a girl. And even if it is a boy, that's the fetus, but perhaps it's not a fetus that's viable. Maybe this fetus is a nafel, is something that won't live. And in that case, there's no prohibition of making the fetus tummy. So says the recast, since it's a double suffix, since there are two doubts involved, one, perhaps it's a female, two, even if it's a male, maybe it's a nafel, maybe it's not viable, so therefore she's allowed to enter the Yalamis. So ask the Achrayim, how does that fit with our, how does that coincide with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that the child has this issa, has the possibility of becoming tamei to a mace only from when he's born. Before he's born, he's not able to be caught to contract tuma. Even if he'll be in the same tent as a mace, he will not become tamei. So ask the Achrayim, so why is the Rekeach worried at all for an expectant mother, wife of a kohen, to enter the Yalamis? If, in fact, even if the child, even if the fetus is a male, and it's viable, but nevertheless, it cannot contract tuma, it cannot become tummy, like our Mishnah says, that only from when it's a day old, and not beforehand. Before that, it's not able to contract tuma. The one who very famously asks this is the Chalkas Yoyov, in his Sefer Kabbat, the Kashyaisa, he has a Sefer where he wrote, I think it's 101 kashis, and he asked this question on the Rekeach. The Tischei Tshuva as well, the Magen Avraham asked this kasha. The Magen Avraham is in the Rechaim Simishin Mem Gimel. Tischei Tshuva brings an Achroinim that I'm a falpo about this Shach. But indeed, it's a very big question on the Shach. What is going on? Why does the Shach say it's only permitted because it's a sex speka? Let it be permitted anyways because it's tuma belua, it's tuma that is swallowed up. And in fact, the Mishneh Brura in Simen Shimon Gimel also brings down this Shach, brings down this halach of the Shach. And we have this question, what's the explanation of the Shach? So we find in the Achroinim two answers how to answer the Shach. Rabbi Elchanan in Kevet Shiurim says that there are some Paiskim that say that a Kohen is not allowed to be in the tent of a Goyses. A Kohen is not allowed to be in the tent of a person that's about to die, in a certain process of the dying. Well, when the person is still alive, but he's a Goyses, he's about to die, he's in the later stages of life. So why is it that a Kohen cannot be in the oil of a Goyses? Some say, some Paiskim, the reason is because even though the Goyses does not contract any tumah, it's a live being, it's a live person, live people are not tumah tumas meis. Even though there's no tumah, there's no actual tumah until he dies, nevertheless, there's a prohibition on the Kohen staying in the same tent as a meis. Even though the Goyses does not make that the Kohen is tumah, nevertheless, the Isser of the Kohen becoming tumah to a meis applies. In other words, says Rabbi Elchanan, that the lav of a Kohen becoming tumah to the meis has its own rule. Even in cases when, with the rules of tumah, the person is not tumah, nevertheless, the lav of the Kohen going in the same tent as a dead person has its own set of rules. Even though conceptually the idea of the Torah is that the Kohen should not be tumah and have the tumah like is found in the rules of tumah, nevertheless, when the Torah prohibited the Kohen, the Torah prohibited him to do things that would usually, in most of those cases, he becomes tumah, but some of them are actually cases where he's not tumah. It has its own set of rules. The Kohen cannot go in the vicinity, in the tent of a mace, do other things with a mace. And the Torah included even cases, a few of them, where he's not actually becoming tummy. Says the Rebbe Elchanan, says that this is a pshat in the Rekeach. The Rekeach means, you're right. In fact, the Uber, the fetus, is tumah belua, cannot contract any tumah until it's born. Nevertheless, the fetus has a problem. There's a problem for anybody to make the fetus, if it's a male kohen, nobody's allowed to make that male fetus will be in the same tent as a mace. Even though the tumah will not actually happen, but nevertheless it's included in the lav. Some cases, like we said, are included in the lav, even though the tumah, no actual tumah is happening. That's one answer. The Nesiv HaChaim, printed on the side of Shulchan Aruch, one of the Achraim that is a commentary on the Magen Avraham, he answers to the Rekeach like this. So the Rekeach is only talking about a lady who's about to have a baby. He does not mean that throughout her whole pregnancy she would not be allowed to enter the tent of a mace, if not for the fact that it's a double death. The Rekeach means that if she's about to give birth, she should keep away from Ayel HaMeis. She should not cause that the baby that will be born into a place where there will be Ayel HaMeis. If not for the fact that it's a double suffix, that it's a double doubt. Says the Shevet HaLevi, says the Shmuel Vavner, that the main reason, according to Halacha, is like the Nesiv Chaim. The main explanation to the Rekeach is like the Nesiv Chaim, that the reason of the Rekeach is because he's talking about specifically when she's about to give birth. Now one may ask, how is this Rekeach Nogea so much the Halacha? Why is this discussion so practical the Halacha? And the answer is that nowadays that we have ultrasound, and we can know pretty clearly if it's a male or a female fetus. So now, in such cases, the question becomes much more chomer, it becomes much more stringent. The Rekeach only permitted entering the tent of a corpse for a pregnant woman, the wife of a kohen, only if she doesn't know if it's a male fetus or female fetus. But where, if she knows that it's a male fetus, so then the Rekeach prohibited her from entering the tent of a, where there's a corpus there. However, if we follow the explanation of the Nesiv Chaim, that the Rekeach was only talking about when she's about to give birth, so then, even if she knows that it's a male fetus, even if she knows, it would still be permitted until the time when she's about to give birth. And it's brought down, I saw in the name of the Nishmas Avram, in the name of Rabbi Eliashiv, that if she does know that she has a male fetus, she does know through ultrasound that it is a male, then she should be careful. She should, taking into consideration of where she's going to have the baby, that she should not have the baby in Ayel HaMeis. Many hospitals have a problem that there's an issue of Tumas Kehanim. So it's certainly, if she did find out with an ultrasound that it is a male fetus, it is something to consider. One could ask a Paisik how to go about this, because sometimes there's other considerations, if it's a better doctor, better care, if it's, of course, Achanas Nefashis, Pikuach Nefashis, is Doicha Dolav. It goes without saying here, there's other reasons to be makel, because it hasn't been born yet, it's B'Shev Al-Tasa, according to the Shevet HaLevi says, but it is something to take into consideration that if she does know, if it's the wife of a kohen, and she does know that it is a male fetus, and she should take into consideration of where she has a baby, that perhaps, if it's only a convenience issue, she should go to a hospital, use a practice where there's no issue of Tumas Kehanim. Each case should be dealt with and spoken to, discussed over with a competent halachic authority. The Shevet HaLevi adds that what's even more important is the visitation of the husband who's a kohen. As much as this is a shaila for the expectant mother, what's even more of a shaila is the visitation of her husband who's a kohen. The husband of a kohen going, the husband who is a kohen going into a hospital where there's an issue of Tumas Kehanim, is even a more serious shaila, and both of these questions should be taken into consideration when choosing a hospital for a family of kohanim. This concludes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.